Mrs. Saunders, I didn't expect...
I came up by the early train. The service is tolerable.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So, how is the patient?
He comes back to us now and again. But the doctors say his condition will not improve. In fact, the opposite.
I see.
Always had a fragile side to him, Mr. Garrideb. Yes. Just like one of his precious eggshells. When he came back from Birmingham empty-handed, found the police all over the place and the whole story to be nothing but a forgery, his mind just went under.
I regret it. Bitterly.
He lived too much on his own. Like me, it's not healthy solitude. Well, goodbye, gentlemen. There's silver to clean and carpets to sweep. Life, as they say, must go on.
Yes, as they say. Goodbye, Mrs. Saunders.
Goodbye.
Mr. Holmes, is that you? Have you found him? Have you found him, Holmes?
Who?
The third carriage, of course. Have you found him?
No.
Will you?
Not yet.
You must. I know you will. Won't he, Dr. Watson?
If anyone can, Holmes will.
The cupboard over there, Mr. Holmes. Quickly, open.
Ah, the bee collection.
Had Mrs. Saunders bring them. She didn't want to.
For you, a present.
Thank you.
He's such a helmet. You must find him, Holmes. Bombus opinus, the third garage. Swear to me.
I swear. If he exists, I shall find him.
Splendid stuff. And yet, there was a pity. Somewhere, some kind of dreadful pity. What was that, I wonder?
I'm afraid I don't know.
But you must know everything.
Oh, poor fellow. So far down that road, I doubt if he'll ever find his way back. Yes, fate plays his little tricks on all of us. And then stands sniggering in the corner like a schoolboy. Oh, well, perhaps the country air. Bombus alpinus, eh? Perhaps I should retire after all, Watson, become a keeper of bees.
I doubt it.
And why not, Brett?
Bees are too law-abiding, Holmes. You'd die of boredom.
You may be right, Watson. But on the other hand, who knows what fate has in store for us?
Look, Holmes. Over there by the rock.
What? Oh, yes. Vipera pyrrhus pyrrhus.
An adder. There he goes. The sun must have brought him out.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Fate. To you, Watson, it's like a sniggering schoolboy. To me, it seems.
Yes.
Like a snake in the grass.
In The Three Garrideb's, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Merrison and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Lew Hirsch as Killer Evans and James Taylor as Nathan Garrideb. Mrs. Saunders was played by Margaret John, Holloway by Peter Whitman, the policeman by Paul Panting, Prescott by Gavin Muir, the shop assistant by Elaine Claxton, and Mrs. Hudson by Joan Matheson. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Three Garrideb's was dramatized for radio by David Ashton and directed by Patrick Rayner.